Hello, boyfriend. I'm glad you agreed to come and see my lab. I'm sure it will be fun. All right, I'm not that sure, but I hope you enjoy it, since I spend so much time here. I'm sorry if this place is a little cluttered, but here we are. What do you think? Oh, I should probably explain what those things are. You're right. I never thought I would actually bring someone here, to be honest. Follow me. The big bookshelf over there is where I put all my formulas. These tubes and flasks are where I test stuff to make sure nothing explodes. Those big boxes are where ingredients are stored. And this big jug over here is where the magic happens. Oh, those glowing things are finished products. Here, come closer. This is alchemist's fire. Don't touch it, please. This is bottled lightning. You probably shouldn't touch it as well. Insanity mist. All right. Let's forget about the coming closer thing. Just don't touch anything here. Just stand here. It's probably the only empty corner of this place. I want to talk to you, actually. No, it's not about you not breaking my lab, although that would be nice. It's about you and me. You know, I'm really bad at those sentimental things, and basic human interaction also. Honestly, I have no idea of what you saw on a freak like me, who's just at her lab all day doing weird things and doesn't even know how to talk to people properly, but I'm really glad you did. What I mean is, I'm sorry if I don't show enough appreciation for you, or I feel cold and distant, and I might not sound like it, but I'm trying really hard to improve on that, because I really feel things for you. I really enjoy your company, boyfriend. Thank you. What do you mean I shouldn't call you boyfriend? Aren't you my boyfriend? You mean referring to you as a boyfriend when I'm talking to you directly? So what should I call you then? A pet name? That's a weird request, but all right, Spiky, Rex. Hey, why are you laughing at me? You told me to. Oh, now I see. Sorry, honey, I told you I was bad at this. Going back to what I was saying, I really, I'm trying to make a confession here, but I always get blocked and nervous. I think I have an idea, though. Would you mind waiting a little? I can brew a potion of mind blank for myself. Don't worry. It's just a thing to let me calm down and not worry that much about things. I really want to be able to say this to you properly. Of course it's safe. I know what I'm doing. Let me just check the formulas here. Bat Guano, Nightshade Petal, Dryad Tears, Astral Dust. I'm not sure if that's the one I remember, but I believe in my notes more than my memory. So here we go. All right, it's done. I hope this helps. That's a little odd. The color looked fine, but I'm pretty sure this shouldn't taste like this. Sorry, I know I'm making you wait for too long, but just a second, I need to check something. Oh. I may have mixed some things up while making the notes. Staying up all night doing this might not have been the best idea, thinking back on it now. Apparently, this is the formula for a love potion. That's a pretty fortunate coincidence, actually. This potion should increase the subject's attraction to the nearest person just the right amount, but I already have feelings for you, so it won't have any effect. Good. It could have been much worse. Yes. I'm about 70% sure of that. So, back to what I was saying, you really make me feel things I never did before. And you are very patient with me, not understanding obvious things, and... What did you say? I'm not rubbing your crotch, that would be very inappropriate. Wait, I am, actually. I'm so sorry, I don't know what I was thinking, it's just that I was staring at you and... You look so... why didn't I kiss you like that before again? I mean, I think the potion might have had some side effects, and it's been a little hard to concentrate, but they should be temporary, and... Wow, you're so hard. Would you mind if I just... put my hand inside your pants and stroked you? No, wait. We don't need to do this if you don't want to, but... If that's the case, you should leave now. I'm about to lose it completely at any moment. You don't want to leave. Good. But I'm not responsible for anything that happens from... My motor skills have definitely been affected. I don't think I can untie your clothes. Please take them off for me? Before I have to grab a dagger and slash them open. Oh god. Your cock looks delicious and the scent is... luring me. And I really need to. Taste it. I don't know if it's because of that potion or not, but you taste so good. I could have this in my mouth all day. I just want to lick you and suck you and lick you more. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just want your cock. More than I've ever wanted anything. I want more. Please grab my hair and put it all the way inside my mouth. I can't get enough of your cock. I want... Please, give it all to me. Are you gonna come? I really want to taste your cum too. Come for me, come for me. You did it. You came so much for me. How long are you gonna take to get hard again? I still need more. I need you. What? No, don't stop. take my clothes off like this. Be rough with me. Just the thought of you leaving me all vulnerable and using gets me so wet and squirming. Well, your hands on my body, on my tits. I've never felt anything like that before. I think the potion might have made my body extremely sensitive to arousal, too. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet, it's dripping down my ankles. I didn't know I could get like this. Oh my god. I'm almost coming from you, rubbing my thighs and squeezing my tits. Please. Please, don't tease me anymore. Just press me against this wall and fuck me. Here. I'll put my legs around your waist. Fuck me. I beg you, please. Yes. This is so good. Please keep thrusting your hips into me. Harder, harder, harder. I can't speak properly. Just fuck me, honey. Sorry for scratching your neck. Fuck me. Pound me. Make me your little toy. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, this is too much. My body can't handle this anymore. I'm close. Please come with me. Come inside me. I'm so close. Yes! On the ground yet. I'm a little dizzy and will probably fall down if you do. Just put me on my bed. It's right there after that door. Yes, here. I still can't believe I have a hot boyfriend like you just for me. Just for me. Yeah, you're mine, aren't you? Mine. Only mine. Only mine? Oh my, did I really say and do all of that? I'm so sorry. I'm stupid. I shouldn't have tried that or trusted my notes without double checking. No, please don't look at me. I'm so embarrassed right now. I was trying to say something nice to you and I ended up basically abusing you and... Are you sure it's okay? It's hard not to see me differently after, well, this. Thank you. Hey, you look a little embarrassed. No. Don't blame yourself. I caused all of that. And what could you have done? I know you wouldn't forgive yourself if you just left me there and I was about to pounce on you. You did seem to have enjoyed that a lot. Yes, but... Okay, I'm not helping. Sorry. Just don't feel bad for that. Please. And, you know, I don't really regret it. It's good that I finally got more intimate with you, even if it was by very dubious means. Do you mind kissing me like that once more? Without any potion this time? You really are very hot, honey. Also, I think that potion might have taken its toll on my body. Because I'm suddenly so sleepy.